Hey, man, I really fought for Lufthousers.
I know. You're the one who abandoned Lufthousers.
Because that was the first time I heard the song. I hadn't heard it since then.
What?
Hello and welcome to the Pixel Podcast. My name is Matt. I am here with Ethan.
Oh, hey.
And Ricardo. those are both people that I am here with.
I don't know why that made... you were just like,
hey.
You waited like a split second and then we were like, oh, hi.
I forgot that we were doing
and
a podcast.
It didn't seem like it was intentional.
I forgot my name was Ethan. Too much...
We forgot that next year is 2015.
Yep.
Next week.
Wait a minute. This is the last podcast of the year.
You guys are going to keep bringing that up. You guys sat me down and made me play Sonic Boom. I think I can get off the 2015, 2014 jokes.
Yeah, you're right. We'll just make fun of the fact that you forgot that we're doing a podcast.
Yes.
Hey, wait. With Sonic Boom, we were jumping a little bit ahead.
I tried to get you there.
We're supposed to have a little intro bit here. Oh. We tell like a funny story, and then we like segue.
There's no funny stories after Sonic Boom.
The funny story is that Sonic Boom was played today by Ethan.
It's kind of a funny story.
It's not funny.
Yesterday.
Do you guys want to play in the game? Because I don't want to. I don't want to talk about this game.
Ethan is actually physically drained
now. Well, Ethan's kind of getting over being sick as it is.
Yes. Plus, we inflicted
Sonic
Boom.
He may have relapsed.
You know what a good cure for your sickness is? Playing Sonic Boom.
No, it's
horrible
not.
Horrible game.
It's like getting drunk while you're sick. It's the same basic principle of like it drains your body is trying to fight off the Sonic Boom and the sickness at the same time. And it just weakens the whole thing.
Doctor, I got a case of the Sonic Boom. I got a case. Oh. I got stricken.
You're fine, Mom. It's fine. They're curing people every day.
I definitely have Sonic Boom.
It's fine. Don't worry about it.
It goes away after a little bit. They'll release a new one in 2 years. Maybe one.
Probably one.
The annual release. You think that's the problem? Annualizing Sonic?
Yeah, that's definitely it.
That's it.
That's the only thing that's causing any problems with Sonic.
Wasn't the fact that someone was like, you know, it's a good game. You know, Devil May Cry, Bayonetta. Let's just put those in Sonic.
All right, Sonic Boom. Let's talk about it. Let's break it down here.
Okay.
Sonic Boom is a game for the Nintendo Wii U Entertainment System that came out last year. It is terrible.
It stars everyone's favorite blue hedgehog.
Sonic.
Yeah.
And his favorite friends, Tails, Amy, and Knuckles, when they try to defeat the wily Dr. Robotnik Eggman. It turns out they unleash an even greater evil, which threatens to destroy the entire world.
There's no greater evil.
And as we learned, that's not cool, Sonic.
Not cool, Sonic.
So, Sonic Boom is bad. It's a really bad game.
It's hard to even talk about.
We don't even talk.
It feels like a drunken stupor where I'm trying to recollect thoughts about it. It's like, man, remember that time in that one game? It's just all kind of like pieces that you don't really know, but you kind of realize that it wasn't a good time. Like, you get the general gist of it.
The good news is that we don't have to describe it in detail too much. I mean, we're obviously going to talk about it, but there's going to be a lovely video that will be coming out on the site shortly, so stay tuned for that. As we explore the universe of Sonic Boom. The full title is Sonic Boom, The Rise of Lyric, because the main villain is called Lyric.
He's rising up again.
Which is a really weird name for a villain, which I discussed in the video, because it doesn't sound like threatening or scary.
Nope.
And he doesn't have anything to do with music.
He's a robot snake.
He's a... Yeah, I was hoping maybe he turns in his attacks. We haven't seen all of his attacks yet.
He shoots lasers at you so far. That's what he's done.
He turns into a musical note and then does things.
And then Banjo comes along and collects him.
Yeah. Then the game gets way better after all.
And then it's like, oh, you beat your old note score for this level. Good job. But it sounds like... This is, we're just talking about a better game right now.
Yeah, it's hard. So let's let's just talk about Sonic the Hedgehog. We talked about it before, not that long ago, and I don't know if you guys, but there like, people don't seem to think so sometimes. But there are good 3D Sonic games. I think we kind of agree on that.
Yeah, we went over a few of them.
Here's what makes a good 3D Sonic game: not broken is unfortunately the first thing we have to prioritize because that's been several of them.
Mm-hmm.
But then after that, like, the controls need to be tight and, like, they need to be, like, responsive. And then you need to be able to go fast and run fast and use Sonic's abilities to jump over, you know, jumps and dash along enemies and rings and all that kind of stuff.
So Sonic, how many criteria does Sonic Boom?
Sonic Boom doesn't fill any of these criteria because the only running segments look and play like Temple Run, the iOS game, and they last with a frame rate that is like possibly 15, maybe 15 frames per second.
It's about 15.
Yeah, like, and then you play them for like a minute, possibly because they realized how horrible the frame rate was.
Wait, can we optimize this?
Those.
Nah, just make it shorter.
Nah, just, and then most of the game is actually spent running around very slowly in what is kind of like the most generic platformy, like non-Sonic platform, like Mario, Sly Cooper, Banjo-Kazooie, you know, Crash Bandicoot style of levels, but, like, badly,
yeah,
just,
bad.
just boring, like,
yeah,
really boring levels. That's, and, like, then you get to, like, this hub area, and, like, there's, like, missions, kind of, but, nothing seems to be, like, accomplished. Like, that's as far as we got before we stopped.
The thing is for how, and you'll see this in the video, for how, like, tailored to or kind of aiming towards, I think, a younger audience this game seems to be. We got lost. We didn't know where we were supposed to go next.
Yeah. There's no objective markers or clear explanation of what
kids
you're
have a lot
doing.
Of time. They can just run around forever. Mm. What else they got to do in the day?
I don't know. Play Minecraft.
Yeah.
There's other games besides Sonic Boom.
The Nintendo Miiverse for this game is overwhelmingly positive for the most part, regarding like outliers, a few outliers of people who think it's bad. But
yeah. If you haven't played many games before, there are some interesting aspects of it.
You haven't played many games. Like apparently the graphics look good.
They're okay. they're okay in parts.
Ricardo and I disagree with the
in parts.
No,
they're okay.
It looks really,
it looks
really
pretty
bad.
Like even for a Wii U game,
it's like a GameCube game.
Yeah,
man.
Like
really? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
It's like the whole thing looks blown out. The bloom is horrible.
Oh yeah, the bloom is terrible. I'm not saying it's a great looking game. I just think it looks okay.
The textures look
like it's serviceable. It's not any part where I go, oh my gosh, this is the most disgusting thing I ever looked at.
The textures look rough.
Well,
like.
Technically, only one game would be the game that you look at and is like, this is the worst thing I've ever seen, because only one thing can be the worst. Ethan.
Ethan's scale is it the worst?
No.
Then it's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
There's a 1 on the rating scale, and the next is 8.
Yes.
He's perfect for IGN.
Oh!
Probably pay me more than you guys.
Oh.
Yeah.
They won't make me play this game.
Yeah,
maybe.
They might. If you were for new hire at IGN, this
hey,
is what
intern,
I'd make you
play this game.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, great! Oh. My first assignment!
I get to write a review on the web. Oh, that's great! I'm so.
2 days later. And the young IGN intern was found dead in his apartment.
Trying to shove discs. A Sonic Boom down his throat and attempted a way to end the game and make sure no one else will get to it.
The note he left, I must destroy it. I must make sure no one else has to experience this. The only way to do it is to consume it.
I may sacrifice myself, but it's for the greater
good. Followed by scrawlings of gotta go fast.
No, it's followed by scrawlings of bounce pass.
Because
that's the other problem, which again probably comes from
rings.
Probably comes from a design standpoint of this game's for kids, and kids don't know anything. Kids are dumb, so we have to say literally everything that is happening on screen. The characters must voice it out loud, and that comes to parts of like there are like. Imagine every time you went through a Mario level, Mario just went, a coins, I'm a jumping. Oh, this Goomba will shoot, this Goomba will jump on me. Like, I have to hit the turtle shell. Like, every time that happens.
Right.
And then to the point where, like, within the space of the, what, 35, 40 minutes that we played the game, we heard several repeated lines.
Yep.
Every time you jump on a bounce pad, they say, bounce pad.
Bounce pad.
This looks like a bounce pad. And, like, that's the thing, is it's not even, like, it's not just describing, it's the most inane describing there is.
Bounce pad.
Like, just, bounce pad. I sure like rings.
Rings!
This is,
I bet I can break this wall, he says as he smashes the floor.
Yep. you'll see plenty of that. You'll see and hear plenty of that.
It's pretty bad. It will be very depressing.
I bet this laser will open the door after the door has already been opened by the laser, because we've already done that.
Yep.
Easily, the worst birthday present, Christmas present. The worst Christmas present I ever received.
And birthday present. And every other kind of present.
Worst present.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I think Matt's trying to imply he's not getting you anything for your birthday.
I know. I mean, this is very...
He covered it.
Gave you two things for Christmas. I gave you this and Tomb Raider on Blu-ray. So
now we know.
You're covered.
Hey, listen, man.
You're welcome.
Good thing we're doing Serious Slickers on that, right?
Some people told me, that's really mean, Matt, that you got Ethan that gift. Let me tell you what Ethan's gotten me for past Christmas. He's gotten me... In the Name of the King on DVD, yeah. The Mario Bros. Movie on DVD. He's got me. What else? Howard the Duck on DVD.
That came with Super Mario Bros.
So this sounds like...
What was the other one? Far Cry on DVD. I think we watched Far Cry at some point.
I don't think it was on DVD. I think it was on Netflix.
I have another one though. I have like two.
Maybe something else that sucked.
What's that?
Some other video game movie.
Vampire.
Blood Rain. It was not Blood Rain. But it was another Oofy Bowl movie, I think. I don't remember. Just saying, this is not like some sort of out of nowhere.
No,
I wanted to be mean to Ethan.
If anything, it's payback.
Well, the thing,
those are fun.
See, the thing is,
you're right.
Hey, I've gotten you real gifts before too.
Yeah, but everyone can share in the pain of watching Doom. That was it. Doom.
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 Doom. Everyone can share
Doom
the pain.
Doom has one interesting sequence.
Doom. Doom.
Doom's
Doom
all right.
Doom is actually just not a very good movie, but that's its only bad. Like, it's just not a very good movie. It's, like, fine other than that. Like,
Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
And, like, the thing about Doom is weird. Is that, like, why did they change it to be aliens?
Why didn't they,
like, it's, like, it does not, like, it's that much. It's the same thing.
It's
zombies
and then they're like, but we're gonna, like, play on and be like, people only mutate like
if
they have the evil genes or something.
If you are, like, genetically
evil.
Which is weird.
Just very fatalistic.
Yeah, pretty much.
My point is everyone can enjoy watching Doom, while only one person, quote unquote, enjoys playing Sonic Boom, while everyone else enjoys watching. So it's like, haha, watch this person.
Oh, come on, man, you had fun. You had fun. We all had fun together. Hey, listen, if we were playing, if you played Sonic Boom by yourself,
that
would be very depressing.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
Yeah. But which is why we don't recommend that if you or someone you love has Sonic Boom, please call this number 1-800.
Just call 911. They'll understand. They know this happens all the time.
Yeah, just yell bounce pad into 911, and they'll be like, "We're on our
Dial
way."
Dial your local operator. Where can I connect you to?
Please
bounce pad.
Please do not actually call 911 and yell bounce pad. We do not encourage. Pixel Legends officially is denouncing any prank calls.
I said operator.
Speaking
of 911,
I actually accidentally called 911 a few days ago.
Did you?
Yes.
What? How did this happen? Why did this happen?
So recently my car got hit by a tree. So I did call 911 for that, for legitimate reasons, to get the police to help move the tree and get my car out from under it to file a report.
Yeah, you're hearing this right too. A tree, like,
a tree
literally did
like
say,
I was not in I was I did not hit
this guy's car.
You might say Matt's a bad driver. He hit a tree. No. My car was parked on the side of the road. A tree fell on my car while I was sleeping.
Your car has not had good luck while sitting outside.
No, it has not had good luck while sitting in parked. But anyway, besides that, so we called the police for that. And so then I was on the phone with someone, and then, like, I got hung up, like, the call dropped. So I was trying to call, went to my recent calls, and accidentally hit the wrong recent call, and it hit 911. And then I, like, freaked out. Hung up. Like, really, I tried to, like, cancel the call before it went through.
Yeah, yeah.
But then, you know, yeah, like, if it connects to 911, they're gonna be like,
oh,
all right, I think legally they actually have to respond to that. So then I was like, oh crap. And so then I actually called. So then I was like, I called again, and I actually spoke to the operator and was like, you just received a call. I just called you guys. I didn't mean to. Like, I'm sorry. and I was like, I don't know what to do in this situation. Like,
they just say,
like,
okay.
And they're just like, okay, yeah, I can see that. I'm like, I tried to cancel it, but I think it went through. And it's like, yeah, it went through. And I'm like, okay, well.
I'm all right.
Everything's fine here. I don't know
how are you?
Yeah. So, and they're like, yeah, we'll just cancel it. And I'm like, okay, I'm sorry. That's like against the law.
When we all worked on our school paper, that happened once.
And also that happened at my my place of business also did too, because you had to dial 9
and
that's the one for the area code to dial out.
I've actually done that when I worked there. I dialed 9 and hit 911 by accident, but I called them and was like, oh, hey, don't come.
Yeah,
because time before, someone else did that.
And they hung up.
And they hung up. Panic, and then suddenly, police officers were hanging out.
I don't remember this.
You might not be there.
Was I there?
You were always
there. I'm not sure if... I think I was there that day. I think I recall this happening.
Was I there mentally?
Probably not.
Was this one of my bad days?
No, this was Daniel Barbeau. you were editing a document. Anyway, we got really sidetracked there.
We did.
The Sonic Boom is an emergency. We need to.
Well, I mean, here's
flag
the thing.
This on Amber Alert. If you see a Sonic Boom Amber driving a car,
well, I mean, here's
report
the thing.
Drunk Sonic Booms.
I think that's a testament that we'd rather talk about literally about a tree falling on Matt's car than talk about Sonic Boom right now.
Anyway, the game has bad platforming sequences, bad like 3D action combat, like. I don't know, I guess you would liken it to like a God of War style, like, you know, that kind of character action thing. But
sure, you could try.
Yeah, you could try, but it's just really bad.
That far, I suppose.
And just the frame rate's horrible, even in the cutscenes.
Yeah.
It's
not funny.
The characters are not funny. The characters look weird. The game looks bad. The game is kind of glitchy and like will bounce you into things and just teleport people in places. The mission design seems pointless so far. There's no real indication of what you're supposed to be doing or where you're supposed to be going. We're gonna keep playing it, so stay tuned for more Pixel Legends content.
Can't wait.
All right, who's this we? Who's this we? Because actually, it's got co-op in it.
No.
Who's this we?
No.
You. We.
We. You. It's your.
All right, end of the podcast. That's it.
All right. Wii U update. I've got a Wii U.
Ethan.
I have a Wii U.
Still no Wii U
me. All right. So. We are anxiously awaiting the
next
Wii U feature. So that's about does it. We're not gonna give Sonic Boom any more airtime than that. Other than that, you should watch our video. That'll be hopefully out later this week. Ricardo, we talked about 80 Days last week, and after that conversation, you decided to purchase it.
Yeah,
how's
you
that been going?
Purchase it on the podcast, did you?
No,
I'm yawning into the mic.
Full disclosure: I started to, and then my phone was like, "Hey, man, you don't got enough
storage.
You don't have enough storage."
I was frantically deleting things during the podcast,
hey bro,
and then like after the podcast was over,
my phone
8 gigabytes.
What's up?
Eight.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
because he got the one after they stopped selling the normal ones.
Yeah, that's bad.
Got it on the cheap. Got it on the cheap.
But yeah, because our initial talk about it on the Game of the Year podcast
was only Ethan had played it.
Yeah, only Ethan had played it, and it got me intrigued. And then you played it, and you had kind of mixed feelings about it. But the way you were describing
the game is good.
You were describing stuff made me want to go out and get it. And then I got it, and I played it. Just finished up my run this morning. I was kind of just playing it periodically. Like here and there.
I also finished a second run, so I've done two now.
And I failed to get around the world in 80 days,
but
I did get to London in 89.
Yes.
So close.
89
I
days.
Got 120 on my first run, and then I got 80. I got 100 on my second run. Wow. So,
dude, what are you doing?
Don't travel with Matt.
I told you game is. I was saying to Ethan the other day, but after I finished my second run, I was like, I feel like the game just hates you, and I don't. That's the thing is, I guess I'm not taking the right route or something because I felt like at every turn the game is like, oh, and then something happened, and you have to wait 3 days to.
Interesting.
Because I don't know. Every time I tried to go somewhere, it just wouldn't.
Yeah,
I
got to New York at day 80 and had a straight shot to, London. But it takes 3 days to get from New York to London, so I was kind of already screwed there. And then two, I didn't have enough money immediately to edit. It was like the one time I literally ran out of money and was like, oh.
See, I find myself running out of money about halfway through every time.
Like,
so I don't know what I'm... Again, like the first time I played the game, I ran out of money almost straight away because I didn't understand how the banks worked. Mm-hmm. And so that one screwed me over. That's why the first run was so bad. And then the second run, I was like, all right, I'm going to save my money this time. I'm going to try and buy the items that are valuable in other places and do that thing. And then literally every time I would buy an item, it's like... Oh, I'm in Cairo. It's like, mm-hmm. Oh, this is really valuable in Bangladesh, which is in India.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, I'll head to Bangladesh. Like, on the way to Bangladesh, like, oh, you can't get to Bangladesh now. Gotta go somewhere. Like Bangladesh is walked by pirates or something like that.
That's
and just
really
like
weird,
every
man.
Time that would happen, it's like, oh, and I got to Bangladesh or somewhere else. It's like this is really useful in what's the other one?
I don't know.
The other port on the other side of India. I can't remember now.
Bombay,
yeah. And it's like, oh, this is really valuable in Bombay. And I'm like, sweet, I'm going to buy that, and it's going to be worth like $10,000 in Bombay. I'm going to make so much money.
Nice.
On the way to Bombay, the freaking train breaks down. You got to take the more expensive route to get to Bombay or like the cheap route that goes somewhere else. And I'm like, I don't have enough money to go to the super expensive route. So
you got
to
go.
So
got to go somewhere else. Yeah, no, I mean.
Run out of money.
Here's the thing. I'll admit that I definitely, even though I did still F up like in learning how to kind of work the game's mechanics, I did definitely benefit a little bit from hearing you guys talk about and how the game was and all this stuff, but still, at the first time that I actually went to a bank and was like, I want this much money, and it's like, all right, you'll have it this day, and I'm like, cool, and then I just left without picking up the money because I didn't realize that it wasn't just going to be automatically like wired to me. For some reason, I was just like, cool, I have that much time, so I'm just going to wait, and then I was like, oh, I better rush to depart, and then halfway there, Monsieur Fogg was like,
we didn't even pick up the money.
No, he was like, our money will be ready when the bank opens. And I'm like, well, I didn't.
That's
well, we're gone.
That's the other thing that the game does is that, like, so, like, let's just say, like, the bank will open at different times a day, so with the market.
Uh-huh.
And, like, let's just say the bank opens at 12. Now, going to the bank always takes 2 hours.
Yes.
The train that you need to leave on will always leave at 2 if the bank opens at 12. Mm-hmm. Like, it seems to be like that is always the case. So if you go to the bank, you will miss the train.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, that just seems to always happen to me. So it's like, they need to make that difficult choice. And it just seems like I never had enough money or I had not enough time.
Mm. See, like, here's the thing. Like, I don't know if I just got lucky, but there was only a couple of really bad breaks.
What route did you take? Tell us your route.
Well, I actually have the whole
thing
here. All right, so I went from London to, I believe, Paris.
Yeah, that's where you have to go. That's
Paris
the first
then
stop.
To Vienna, then went from Vienna to Belgrade, then went from Belgrade to Istanbul, Istanbul to Antalya, then from Antalya to Beirut. Beirut to Cairo, Cairo to Suez,
yeah,
Suez to Aden, Aden to Muscat, Muscat to Dvarka, Dvarka to Bombay.
This is in India now.
Bombay to Madras, Madras
Across
to
India.
Calcutta.
That's the one I'm thinking of.
Calcutta to Manila.
You got all the way from Calcutta. See, I could never find a boat that would go that far.
Manila to Honolulu. Honolulu to San Francisco, San Francisco to Burlington,
yeah.
Burlington to New Orleans, New Orleans to New York, New York to London.
You got all the way to London. I was saying that like I could never get. Sorry, everyone. We had some audio malfunctions. I could never get those long routes to work out. Like the routes that you got from all the way from Calcutta to Manila, like. I could never get anyone to answer those questions because, like, obviously, the only way you find out about routes is by like either exploring in towns, which just randomly unlocks a route for you,
uh-huh.
or talking to passengers and captains and things like that on the trains, that will open up some routes and like you can ask them specifically, can you get from here to here? And like, it just seems really arbitrary about like whether or not they'll tell
you.
I
mean, that's the thing.
The routes obviously exist, but it won't let you like discover them sometimes.
Yeah, that's the thing is like, I don't know. I just try to stay as flexible as possible as to how I... There were a couple of places where I was like, I absolutely have to start making my way over to that place because that's got, like, a huge, you know, a huge tract already opened up, like, a huge path that I already know about, so mm-hmm. I need to get over there somehow. And that was kind of how I approached it. Let's see, what else would I do? What else would I kind of do?
Like, I don't know.
I don't know. Did you have you actually made it in 80 days,
nope.
Ethan? You haven't made it
nope.
yet? Okay. Yeah, like, and only a couple of, like, really big delays actually, like, kind of enforced delays upon myself. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm.
So one thing you didn't do is, like, that. Like, again, like, I think I mentioned this briefly last week, but the game, like, outright tricks you if you have read the book and try to take the book, uh-huh. the route from the book, it
just is like
it straight up like throws things that weren't in the book at you. Like there is one part which is in the book that is he went from by train from Bombay to Calcutta.
Yeah.
And the train tracks stop at a certain point where like they just haven't built the rest of the track.
Mm-hmm.
That does happen in the book, but then the game like gives you this thing where it's like you can pay like £5,000 to get the rest of the way to Calcutta, or like take a really really cheap donkey cart ride which is super slow mm-hmm. to like a really small town nearby, then get like a really really slow thing to another town which is not Calcutta, then maybe you could get to Calcutta from there by boat mm-hmm. or somewhere else.
Yeah, see,
and
I mean
it's like,
but like I think I might have avoided that because
you went around because
I got information from somebody saying like it's like there's something going on there.
Yeah.
Like, and that's the thing is I try to pay it. I kind of stay flexible and try to pay attention to like every little bit of information people are giving me. The one time I didn't is when it really screwed me because, when I went to Manila, I believe it was when I got to Manila.
That's actually
that's
right.
when I got cholera. When
oh yeah, that oh, I got to Manila at one point and. Or,
and that really delayed. I think it was.
You get cholera. And you have to know what the actual real way you can check cholera is,
know.
And then you can avoid it. I think.
Yeah, I know. We talked about this last time, but so that really delayed me. And the only other thing that
I couldn't get from Manila to Honolulu, I could get to Manila to Yokohama.
And
then I went to Yokohama, got delayed there, and then I got messed up.
Yeah, see, I was gonna head up to Japan because there was like a lot of long routes from Japan to the U.S. But at some point, I opened up a route that was directly from, I believe it was it Bombay? Manila to Honolulu. So that really,
I think some people can appreciate the challenge that this game gives you. That it's not like an easy game, but mm-hmm. like for me, I would rather have it where it's not as hard to get around the world in 80 days, and then I could do it again to find new routes to get around the world. Where it seems like the way this game is like so like. Difficult so far, it makes me feel like there's like only one or two routes that are like gonna work and everything else is like I don't know, like it just seems like some routes are just bad or something like that.
I think
like,
a couple less mistakes from my run and I could have made it.
Yeah, your run is
route.
My run is 20 days but over yours was like 9,
but at the same time I do want to try to at the same time, I do want to just, again, stay flexible and just try to make it. Like, that's the thing, is I just try and I don't linger in one place for too long. If I can't get money, like, until, like, a Monday, a lot of times I say, screw it, we'll figure it out in the next place. We'll try and get something. So, like, I just try and I'm literally just trying to hurl myself across the
ground. It was only the first run that I made the mistake of waiting till Monday. Like, if you're at the bank on a Friday, if you show up, like,
just say screw.
Yeah, just you got to get to the next place and then let the weekend pass and try and get somewhere before you do that.
And the other thing that messed me up too was when I was going from Burlington to New Orleans,
mm-hmm.
And this was because I was trying to save time. Like the steamboat captain is.
Oh
like,
yeah, it gives you an option to.
Yeah, he's like, I bet I could get there and try to wager with him. Basically, he's like, I bet I could get there in X amount of days, and it's like. But you can't, and then...
Or do it, because we want to go faster, kind of thing. It's either option.
No, like, that's the thing, is you say, I bet you can't, and you bet him, and then he tries really hard to get there, and then it's like, bad's really going to happen, man. Like, you shouldn't make him do that, and then it's
like... Because, even warns you when you... It even warns you when you get on the boat. It's like, these steamships are known to explode if they're, like
pushed to the max.
Yeah.
So instead of getting there, like, a day early, I got there, like
2 days late. Yeah.
And so, like, that really
helped. The steamship does actually, in fact, explode if you do... Actually, but you bet him, but I even said that, like, you don't, even if you don't bet him,
he still goes.
You can, like, forcefully talk him down, or if you just don't say anything, he'll do it anyway. Like, mm-hmm. so you bet him, or you don't say anything, and he'll go for it. Because, like, everyone else, all the passengers, like, cheer him on or something like that, and go like, yeah, do it! Like, and so then... And then, like, I guess, like, it's stuff like that where it's, like, stuff that, like, it feels like you should be able to, like, do it. Like, even after you say, yeah, go faster, it feels like you should be able to maybe, like... Like avoid the bad thing from it happening. Like there should be a reward as well as just a risk.
I feel like it gave me a couple of chances to like. Say,
it doesn't.
Like,
I think.
Hey, man, don't like help him. And I was like, "F it, I'm gonna start shoveling coal, helping him do it." And then it's like
it blows up.
And then there was another thing, and it's like some sounds real bad.
Yeah,
and then,
yeah.
Like,
it gives you
two
chances.
Like, well, no, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't
wanna... there's another one. There's another kind of decision that like. This is a part that I thought originally was, like, really cool. And then, so you get on a, an airship from Yokohama to Honolulu.
Okay.
And if you go on this specific airship, there is a, an artificer? Like, this weird guild they have in the game?
Yeah, like, steampunk.
Yeah, like, builders. Magic. They're almost like steampunk wizards. They're kind of like, yeah. And, she's in charge of this steam train, and then she had her captain that's running the steam train. The steam ship flying machine, and then she gets murdered.
Oh no!
And then there's like kind of like a mini murder mystery that takes place. It's really kind of cool. You get blamed for it. You're like your wrench is the one that's like found like next to her, and then like Fogg is like password 2. You must solve the mystery before they blame us. And the captain's like, oh, you guys probably did it. And like Fogg's like, well, we can't go anywhere because we're on this flying ship. So if we can't find out who really did it before we land, then you can arrest us. And the captain goes, okay, that's up to you.
So then
you get, like, this cool thing where you can, like, go examine the crime scene, you can go talk to, like, the three people you've already met, like, on the plane, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And then, like, you have, like, the whole, like, drawing room scene at the end where it's, like, call everyone in, and, like, let's discuss what we've learned.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, this is, like, I was, like, really excited at first, like, sweet, it's cool. And it's, like, wait, one, they don't give you enough time to talk to everybody,
uh-huh.
so you can't learn all the clues unless you just happen to know who the bad guy is before you start, so you can go talk to them and get like right clues. And even after I kind of like thought I had it figured out, and then like it gets to the drawing room scene, and it's like, all right, now explain yourself, and you have dialogue options to choose what you think like happened.
Yeah,
and I was choosing things that sounded pretty solid, and it's just like, nope, you're wrong. And, like, it just doesn't explain who actually did it.
Well,
it's just like, nope, you're wrong.
See you later.
And then Fogg's like, okay, you can arrest us. And he's like, nah, I won't.
So
it felt a little cheap in a couple ways. Like I guess that's what I mean by it felt like the game's just like throwing things at you to just like just mess with you. There's like it doesn't feel like there are places where it's like, oh, I actually got a speed advantage here. Like, oh, I got this thing that actually helped me a lot. It's like everything is detrimental, or it feels that way to me.
Yeah, I feel almost the opposite. Like, I think the game rewards you for being a little bit more flexible, and there were a couple of times that, like, again, I kind of planned something out, and it worked almost exactly like how I had hoped it worked out. So I don't know. Again, like, maybe I just got lucky through my first run.
I want to see how you can do better.
How I can do. Yeah, ultimately, I got to New York on day 80. Couldn't buy my fare.
Yeah.
So then, stupidly, I got way more money than I needed to get back to London, and it took 6 days.
Yeah.
And then, so then in
three
then
days,
three
to
days
London.
Later, oh, jeez, I'm going to pull
it
Did you get in the boxing match?
Yes.
Because that was a cool thing.
That also seems like something that, again, I didn't really know.
I didn't know either,
I
thought it was fun.
I guess, like, there's these cool things that just sound cool, but then, like, that then just, like, when they actually play out, it feels like you're just hitting, like, it feels like throwing darts against, like, an invisible, like, there's a dartboard on the wall, but it's, like, covered with a piece of paper.
So you're
like,
just
you just don't know where it is, and you just gotta throw darts, and if you hit it, like, they take the piece of paper away at the end, it's like, oh, good,
that's kind of the thing. It's like throwing, it is basically kind of just throwing yourself across the globe in the general direction that you're supposed to go, and if it doesn't work out, then you gotta throw yourself the other way this time, or like, nudge yourself a little bit further this way.
All those scenes I just kind of kind of just sat back and enjoyed more so and thought about, like, all what kind of impact is going to be. Because, you know, they make you make choices so often. But a lot of them don't always matter, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So, I don't know.
And, yeah, there were occasions in which I was like, oh, no, something real bad's going to happen here. And then it did, and then it just didn't. Like, mm-hmm. like there was a point where, like, a little girl stole my passport.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. Well.
Yeah, a little girl in a wheelchair stole my passport. And then, like... And then, it, like, I was like, oh, crap. Now I gotta, like, try and talk her down and give it back to me. But then it was just like, I was just like, give me back your passport. And she was like, you're mean, and gave it back to me. And that was it. And that was it. And I was like, whew, all right, let's keep going, I guess.
Yeah, or, like, there's, you know what is also interesting, too, is that you can, like, skip, like, a lot of stuff. Like at pretty much every point in the game where it's like, I was wandering around the town, like, you can just say, it wasn't interesting.
Yeah.
Like, and just skip it. Like,
yeah.
For, like, a lot of things. I never really did that because I always wanted to see what happened.
And not to mention, a lot of that stuff opens up
more
new
options.
Routes for you and stuff like that. So
I don't know why you would ever want to do that, but I guess that's a possibility for what you could do.
Yeah, so I enjoyed it, and seeing as I have fewer time for games nowadays, it was good to have something that I could just pull out my phone and play for a few minutes and say, all right, I've gotten to this place. I'm going to stop. This is where I'm hoping to go next. So we'll pick it up next time.
Yeah. Fill us in next week and see if you can
complete
it in 80 days. Yeah.
No, he's not going to play it again because WWE Mortals comes out.
Oh, you're right.
I improved
my
score, but I still got 20 days to shave off.
Yeah,
so I'm just like.
That's the problem with having 89 days here in my first run is I, for some reason, get the sneaking suspicion I'm going to do miles worse in my next run.
Maybe.
Which ain't good.
Or maybe you got the pro strat down.
Maybe.
Yeah.
The pro strat of just go, man. Just go.
Just go in that direction.
Go, bro. Just go.
Figure it out, man.
Ethan was the big advocate for this game last year, but so far only us two have played it this year.
Yeah, I mean, I played it and was like, this is cool. Well, I'm going to play other games
but
now.
You didn't ever complete a run, did you?
Nope.
Yeah, you never even complete. Man.
What? I'm glad this didn't. I'm mad this one. Did this get in best one?
It was
one of those
runner-up.
Yeah.
One of the runner-ups.
Yeah, I don't think.
What's a better one?
WWE Supercard.
Don't think it should have got it.
What's better?
No, the advocate behind it was.
That's
the
a
reason.
Great response saying what's better. There's nothing better. I think it's great.
Well, there were two. We judged there was one game at least
Hearthstone.
Better.
Hearthstone is better. We know that. That's a fact.
It's a mobile game. All right. Well, that's 80 days. I guess we'll keep talking about that. This is the 80 Days podcast.
80 days.
80 days.
Maybe I'll play it.
Say it before
I'll
I can
turn
say
on right
it.
Now.
Ethan, you should try this game. It's called 80
don't
Days.
Don't turn on your phone while recording.
That's not his phone. It's an iPad.
Oh, well, I thought it was the iPhone 6.
Plus. Hey, get it. It's a joke. Cause it's a big phone. All right. Yeah. That was a good one. That's a good joke. Anyway, so that's pretty much all the games
pretty
we played this week. Yeah. Me and Ethan have been playing Super Mario 3D World. But
that game looks fun.
That's been out for a while, but
that's really good.
That game is really easy until you get to like World 8, and then it's just really hard.
And it's like, are all the babbies done playing?
All right, now the men come out and play. But even like the Secret World hasn't been there's parts that are pretty
first,
hard.
That first one was really hard. The first Secret World level,
but
was
that was
really
only
hard.
Because you need to bring in special powers.
Oh yeah,
to,
just to get all the stars. Like if you want to just beat the levels, the levels are not hard. Like even on the hardest difficult, like the hardest levels, they're not like hard levels. It's just that if you want to get all the stars, which is the big like test of your platforming abilities, I guess that's the part.
It's real. Well, you have to get the stars at some. You have to get the stars to progress though. At some
only
point.
For like you don't need very like you can just you could.
You still need about 190 to get to Bowser. It's quite a lot.
Yeah, but it was less than that. It was 150, I think.
I'm pretty sure it was 190, because I remember looking at it and going, wow, that's a shockingly high amount.
If you were just waltzing through those levels, you would find some of those stars. We were getting every single star. We're 100% in it. 100%.
Are you?
Get all the stamps.
Yeah, we're trying to.
All stamps.
Not all stamps. Yeah,
all stamps. All stamps?
Matt wants all stamps, because we'd actually do pretty good at getting all the stamps, because we look for the stars, and I was like, oh, it's a stamp instead. We'll take that.
But, yeah, I mean, like, that game's been out for a while, and it's a great game. It's Mario game. It's, like, in the style of 3D Land on the 3DS.
Yes.
But co-op, and with the four players from Super Mario Bros. 2.
Now, is it actually co-op? Because
New Super Mario Bros. Is not actually co-op.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
it is It is pretty much co-op. The only thing that it adds is that, like, at the end of the level, it's like, who this person scored more, they get a crown. And then, like, your character actually wears a crown in the next level.
Nice.
But, you know, like, other than that, like, there's only been one or two occasions where, like, a really small room or small platform has caused us to, like, throw or bounce the other person off the ledge. Mm-hmm. But that's been mostly accidental. Mostly accidental.
Yeah, I mean, there is that annoying button where you... Every time, for some reason,
they kept this in from New Super Mario Bros. Wii, where you can pick up characters and throw them.
It's the same button as, like, throwing anything.
Is there any... Oh, okay. I was going to say, is there
the run button. It's the same thing as, like, running or shooting fireballs or boomerangs.
But I ask, is there any kind of benefit to picking up other players?
Yes, you can kind of get them
to ledges. We did get a green star by throwing each other.
Yeah, not how you're supposed to...
That's not how you're supposed to do it, but...
You guys sequence broke or...
No, just, like... No, like, you're supposed to have a special item that you can throw, like a boomerang item that can throw and hit the star and come back. But we just decided to just have someone die and
throw off and
get
it. Oh,
okay, all right. That makes sense.
Because there's two of us. With two people, you can kind of cheese. Like, there's some parts where, like, you know, you're supposed to have the cat suit that can let you climb up walls.
We just jump on top of each other
until we bounce ourselves up the, like, just, like, sit there for, like, 30 seconds bouncing each other until
if
we
can do it, and then it's fine.
Yeah. But with four players, that some of those levels would be nuts. There's specifically a level that is almost impossible with two players, let alone four.
There's a level that every time you jump,
there's little flippy platforms that flip from one side to the other, and every time you jump, that happens. So if two people are jumping, flipping each other off, if one person is jumping, then you just jump and move slightly, and the flippy platform will catch you. If you've got two people. Anytime either of them jumps, it flips. So, like, when one person is jumping, expecting to leave, they either kill the person behind them, or that person jumps as well, and the flip platforms go back to the way they originally were and kills the first person.
Yeah, it's pretty much impossible.
We pretty much had to stop that one with two players because it was not possible.
Could this be a portion where you just carry the other person across?
I guess so. Yeah. That's what we did. I think we did that.
I think actually we did do that.
Yeah.
There's a useful thing. There you go.
There you go.
Found it.
10 out of 10.
There you go, Pixel Legends listeners.
That's the useful part of picking up people.
Super Mario 3D World, pretty good game. We approve.
Pretty good.
Yeah. So, that's pretty much all the games that...
I started playing Valiant Hearts.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that game.
I got it free on iPad.
What part did you get to?
I thought it was free. I got to the part with the...
You thought it was free? It wasn't?
Where you meet the lady. In the beginning, Anna.
Oh, that must be further than me.
You get the part where you did a little bombing part and you're driving left and right.
That's further than me.
Oh, wow.
I haven't played it very much. I played, like, the very beginning of it, basically.
Okay. It's pretty good so far, but I thought it was free, and then I... Because I think it was IGN was giving out free...
iOS. Oh, yeah, I saw this.
Yeah, free.
I saw this because I was like, I need to come back and get this if possible.
Yeah, and so I downloaded it and I was like, oh cool, free Valiant Hearts. When I started up last night, it popped up and said, one time only, you can buy episodes two through four for $7. I was like, it's the first episode.
Ew.
Yeah, and that kind of soured me a little bit. I mean,
$7 is cheaper than the game.
Well, that was 40% off, they said. So it's normally a little bit more, which is about right. That makes sense. But so far, though, it's really good. I really like the art style with their little... And they don't really seem like they speak Simlish, but they just kind of, like, mumble their words, like, very quickly.
That's what I meant. Like, they're not speaking full language, but they are saying...
Like,
there are real words in there, but they're not saying...
They're like, come here, thanks, help, stuff like that.
But it's like, thank you. Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Like that. That's what I meant by Simlish. Most of it's not real speech.
Which is cool, because I think I really like the narrator. I think the narrator's voice is, like, perfect, like, History Channel-esque.
Although they do have the actual character speaking as a narration, too.
Sometimes, yeah, that's true.
But there's a narrator.
Yeah.
They're very good voice, you're right. It actually is a very good History Channel. Like, that's kind of what the whole game feels like, especially with the whole, like, items that you can find that, like, give you real world, like...
Yeah, exactly. You can start reading and kind of learn, actually, a thing or two. I was like, well, I feel like I'm being... taught education while playing this game.
I'm being taught education.
Obviously, I have none.
Education is a word that...
I used it. Yeah, but it's... The touch controls don't work as well as I hoped they would. They're kind of clunky sometimes. Trying to move characters around, you touch to hold, and then you get over at the right spot.
There are some timing-based things.
Yeah, and the timing-based thing.
After you said that you're going to get on iOS, I was like, there's one or two things that are timing-based. So
It's annoying enough that it does happen, and it is frustrating that it happens. I don't meet the timing-based part, but most of the time I can just go back and do it in one try afterwards. Like, I mess up once and just go, oh, okay, well, now I have to do this. So it's kind of forgiving, it seems, but...
Yeah, and the game responds you, if you ever do die or whatever, like, it just responds you right where you were.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty liberal on the checkpoints.
Yeah, it's very forgiving. I mean, it is obviously just meant to be kind of like one of those games you just sit and play through and kind of enjoy the experience. It's not really supposed to be challenging, and the puzzles are...
They're
pretty
fine.
Simple, and yeah, if you don't do them, you know, it pops up with the hints, and it's like, hey, you know, figure
hey,
it out this way.
Me. Do you know how to puzzle? Like,
do you know how this puzzle goes? I'm digging it so far. I'm excited to get more into it. I'm not sure if I'm going to purchase the other episodes, just kind of get on the PC, just because maybe it'll be easier to control. Because the touch controls just aren't
as much. Interesting enough, the PC doesn't use mouse controls at all. It's all keyboard.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's really...
Well, there's not many buttons, I assume. There's only, like, probably,
like, I thought,
like,
for picking up items and stuff, it might use the mouse.
What about for, Throwing grenades. Do you just hold
just,
back or whatever?
You just, like, hold shift and then, like, aim with the W or D key, like, up and down.
Wow, that's really weird. Okay. Yeah, it's fun. I enjoy it, and I think definitely something that I didn't look at last year. I should have.
Yeah, I'm going to continue playing it, too. I just haven't had the chance this week.
It does have nice music, too. It's very pleasant, calming. I've noticed
weird,
that a couple times.
Odd for the...
yeah,
it's
I mean...
It's very somber music as well, but...
Yeah, I mean, the tone is just very sad, and it's like, man, everyone's dying, you know? This
World War I sucked.
Oh, man, there's a dog. I bet he dies in the end.
This wasn't a cool war at all.
Oh.
Gonna go play Call of Duty 2 again. Yeah. Play the good war.
Climbing up those cliffs is more fun than sitting in these trenches.
All right.
Yeah, what else did I play? There's a lot of World of Warcraft. I'm looking around. Looking around my
room. Looking around for what?
Looking around, seeing if
I played this poster of Left 4 Dead. I played my bed.
I stuck a lot of thumbtacks into my cork board over here for some reason.
I played my chest of drawers. Put my clothes away in there.
I put my Xbox on my dresser.
I
don't play anymore.
Big mug.
I put my PS4 on a table and I moved it off because we're doing a podcast in my room.
I did play more Call of Duty. It was all right. It's pretty good still.
All right, okay, so we're done.
There's a Sonic Boom video rendering over there.
Can we put that on a hard drive? Did you already do that?
No, not yet. I'm going to.
Talking behind the scenes. All
right, yeah. Anyway,
Pixel Legends.
So, yeah, that's the games we've been playing. Is there...
I feel like there's one I'm missing. I just don't remember it.
Played a little bit more Donkey Kong. Still Donkey Kong.
Still Donkey Kong.
Still
good.
Fun.
Frame rate being an issue yet?
Not really.
Not really?
It's whatever.
It's not as bad as Sonic Boom.
Yeah, definitely not.
Yeah, okay, all right.
All right. Now that means we're on to the news!
The news, which I actually had to look up again because Chrome decided to crash on my iPad, and so I had to look up all the news again. Now
it's
I got it, though.
You're supposed to be using Safari.
Oh, you're right. I really don't.
All your Mac devices.
You're right. My bad.
You mean Apple devices?
No.
The name of the company is Apple. The Mac is the name of the computer.
All your Mac devices. All your macaroni.
I
want to
go to the iMac store.
Devices.
I mean, all my iStores, my iDevices. Let's see. I pulled up a couple things. Interesting. We're big fans, fairly big fans of Telltale, right? Like, we like Telltale.
Like Telltale?
We gave them best story twice.
I like the games that they make.
We gave them best story
twice. The company
twice.
Themselves, I'm indifferent towards.
They were in the big category.
Ricardo got his Telltale paycheck in the mail for getting two of the Telltale games.
Yeah,
thanks. Best story.
Thanks, Gary Whitta.
I don't even think he works
on
them.
Yeah, I don't think he works on any of those.
He just freelances some of their stories.
Anyway.
So the CEO stepped down and switched. The CEO, Dan Connors, stepped down. And the other co-founder, who... Dan Connors was a co-founder. Another co-founder, Kevin Berner, has taken over as CEO. They say it comes as Telltale continues to evolve and grow. And the weird thing is they're also saying, more interesting out of this news, is they're working on an original unannounced property.
That's cool. Because it's been a long... Like even since Telltale's been good, they've...
They haven't made any new... IPs or anything.
They haven't made any new IPs.
It's always been adaptations of things, which is probably smart because It's safer to go with an adaptation.
And people will buy them.
Yeah, people buy them.
You recognize.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it worked.
It worked.
Yeah, it did work. So I'll be interested to see what they do with some original stuff.
Do you think they're ever going to move away from their bread and butter, though, in terms of the adventure games kind of being all the same? Because they're all the same.
They're all the same. All
no,
the
I
same.
Doubt it. They're,
no, I mean, they're gonna, they'll continue to evolve the way the gameplay works. Like, just how Left 4 Dead was an evolution of how their previous adventure games have been. I think that that's true, but I don't think they're going to make a brand new playing game. I think that we will see another Telltale adventure game.
Interesting.
I'm not saying that's good. I think that'd be better for them to make something different, because as much as I do like their games, I feel like the gameplay is becoming a little bit rote.
Maybe a little bit.
Their stories are solid enough so far to just carry it. So
there's barely any gameplay in there now, which is kind of nice, because you're just kind of watching an interactive novel.
Kind of. I mean,
the only gameplay is press
cutest guy.
It's like,
move to the left.
What's your choice? Like, that's kind of the only gameplay in there now. There's barely any puzzles. There's nothing. It's just talking and
talking.
A lot of talking. Let's see what else I got. You guys remember Rock Band?
Yeah.
Yeah?
We've never used any of their equipment to film to record this podcast.
I love it. I love it.
They went on hiatus 2 years ago and stopped making DLC. They quit doing that.
Harmonix just hasn't made any games since then.
Nope.
No games at all.
They stopped making DLC for Rock Band 3, which was a weekly thing. They were putting it out every week.
Which was, I felt was crazy.
That was crazy. They did it for quite a long time. But guess what? They put out new songs again for some reason after 2 years.
Words. Get in there to play the new song.
Put the new song out.
Put the new song.
They put the new song out called the Arctic Monkeys.
Oh yeah, the Avenged Sevenfold. Avenged Sevenfold, Arctic Monkeys,
Foo Fighters.
Mm-hmm. Yep, those are bands.
I'm a little.
You know what I think this hints.
Words.
This hints that perhaps this is not the last. Rock band content we will be seeing.
Maybe.
Yeah. Because there was some buzz coming out that, like, someone had said, like, I can't remember if this is an ex-Harmonic person, a current Harmonic person, or some sort of, like, other industry insider of just, like, they should be doing that again. And then, like, someone, like, a couple months before that had said, like, we'll probably see another Rock Band at some point. Like, that was definitely some problem. Someone from Inside Harmonix that said that.
They came out of that Rock Band Blitz, but I don't know if that didn't, like...
That didn't do super great, and it wasn't really a Rock Band game in that sense.
No, definitely not.
It's just like a rhythm game.
You can use all your stuff.
Your library.
But yeah. I think what I think is really happening is they're running out of money, and they need to go back to the thing that makes the money, and putting out DLC, you just gotta quickly get the... You gotta quickly get the licenses, and then make the tracks, and then try and start selling that again, because, I mean, like...
You don't think Fantasia music evolved so well?
Dance Central did pretty good, okay for them for a while, but not like not as crazy as Rock
not
Band.
Rock
took,
band
not
like.
Rock Band crazy, and they did the DLC for that wasn't again Rock Band crazy, and then they had Rock Band Blitz, which just didn't really take off, and then they tried to kickstart Amplitude, that failed, the Kickstarter didn't complete, then Fantasia music evolved got destroyed because of the Kinect, because the Kinect was no longer required, like. I think someone mentioned.
That didn't help.
That's probably the reason why D4 also got so horribly marketed Microsoft is trying to distance themselves from the Kinect, pretty much.
Which D4 great experience, and I hear Fantasia pretty good game too.
I hear it's okay.
Vid Rhythm. Okay. They just need to make another Vid Rhythm.
Vid Rhythm. Oh yeah, the one that they made for the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's the little. We'll play one. We'll play it.
I think I've
seen that. That's the one where they you do different noises.
Yeah,
and
you just it's just like make a drum sound here,
yes.
and then
yes.
you yeah you yes. you have in fact
nope,
brought this
we're
out.
Playing
before.
This. We're playing this.
Are we doing this right now or
no? We're playing this after the podcast.
Oh, okay.
It's a special
special thing. You guys can't
bonus
see.
Feature
for us.
Bonus soda.
No.
Oh, my mic spiked for a second there.
It happens. So I mean, I don't think Harmonix is doing super great, like, in terms of just, like, the most stuff. Like, in that Disney one, that was just, like, in development for a long time.
Oh, Fantasia?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it came out a while ago,
no,
and then that was like, oh,
it was supposed to, like, at launch, almost at launch or close to launch of the console, and then, like, it was, like, delayed.
Yeah, it probably would have done
Probably would have done pretty good.
Maybe.
At launch, probably.
There's not but much once else the Kinect, once it was announced that the Kinect was not going to be packed in, and then Microsoft immediately started just like not talking about anything to do with the Kinect after that. That was just.
Do you think the world's ready for a new Rock Band? Because I don't think they are.
I don't think I want another Rock Band.
I don't think anyone really.
I
wants,
love Rock
but
Band.
I think
but...
that it would probably do. I'm not sure it would be as successful as Rock Band was, but I imagine it could. I don't know.
Here's the thing. Yeah. I absolutely love Rock Band, but at the same time, all the much
Who wants
as much
to file
of,
that stuff again.
That's well, the thing is too, and much of the what makes Rock Band great, or what makes music games like Rock Band great, is what songs are included. What are the songs? And pretty much every song.
Yeah.
Came out for Rock Band that you would want to ever play.
Yeah, and then
pretty much. So I don't know what direction they go in. If it's then make a big gameplay update
how,
or some kind of feat like cool feat but subsistent
they kinda, like,
feature.
Did everything with Rock Band 3. Like that was like I mean like
is it a story mode of some kind.
Yeah,
I
mean, they basically with Dance Central and the Fantasia. Like that's the one thing that I've heard. That's one of the big things I've heard about Fantasia that makes it not so great is that it like you cannot just jump in and play the game. You have to go through a story mode that literally tutorializes you for over an hour.
But Dance Central had a pretty cool story mode, from what I've heard.
I heard it was not very good because the same problem occurred of like you couldn't just. Like,
I thought you could skip on those though for some reason.
No, but like the
I don't know though.
My thing though with the Fantasia and even with Dance Central is that it would be crazy to try and tutorial. Well, I mean, I guess not. But I was gonna say it'd be crazy at this point to try and tutorialize Rock Band into an hour long tutorial. Fantasia, like. How do you play that game? I don't know how to play
well,
that game.
Well, no,
so.
But like it was like over an hour of tutorial. Mm. Like that's what I'm saying. Like I watched a quick look on Giant Bomb where the entire quick look is them trying to get out of the tutorial, and it finally unlocks after like an hour long video of them playing it, and it teaches you a bunch of different like there's more than just the one technique or whatever, but like it's like I get it, and it's like here's how you do it. Now do it 10 times. Now play 3 songs with this new
with
thing.
Just this one
and,
mechanic?
Yeah, and then here's another one. Like, here's a new feature. Now do it 10 times. Now play this, like, yeah, just like, and like, and it's the sort of thing where, like, the new feature it taught you is very similar to the last feature. It's quick enough that you would
so
have,
you
like,
could have
you would have
been
able
like,
to relate
all right,
those.
Here it is. Do it 10 times.
And then, like,
now all the songs from now on are going to have
maybe though,
this feature in it.
Maybe they'll just. Keep it light and just re-release kind of like a Rock Band 3 almost. Just
they, well,
simple
didn't
it out.
They do something sort of like
they did Dance Central Spotlight,
yeah,
which is just it comes
like,
with like 10 songs. It's like $10.
If you
want to
like
cheap.
Download songs or rent songs, you can do that. Like,
you can download them for $2.
So that would be the best method to do with Rock Band is actually just make it really, really like light and make it like super much like party mode. That's it. Just
but
start.
But you still yeah, need to get all.
Maybe
all
you could.
The...
Maybe they can make it you where yeah, you can right, connect your previous ones.
Yeah, if you could connect your old ones, that'd be pretty awesome. I mean, that seems like something they would be able to do as long as they're in the same family.
But, you know, the thing is that Rock Band was the sort of place where it was like the sort of Rock Band was the sort of like game that like took the world like it was kind of like the Wii and that like it took people who didn't play games by storm. Like people would go to parties and play Rock Band even if they never played video games
True.
Or did anything. I think that kind of crowd just moves on to other things, and they have.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think Rock Band will like think people will be like. Oh yeah, I did that already. Like
yeah.
People do that. Like people, the Wii U did not take off. Like Nintendo hoped it would because people who bought a Wii didn't care anymore about the Wii U. Like they didn't care about Wii. By the time the Wii U came out, it's just like, all right, I'm done. Like that was a cool thing. I played tennis and it was mm-hmm. fun. And then I played Rock Band and that was really fun.
Remember how
I
big
that.
Words Was Friends was?
Yeah, I mean like
and then it
like
dried up.
Rock Band was huge. I remember like there was a time where you couldn't go to a party and Rock Band would like Rock Band would always be there. Now it's not. It hasn't been. It's not just because the game. Is not supported anymore. Like it stopped before. Like Rock Band 3 was not the peak. Rock Band 2 was probably the peak.
Yeah, definitely.
And then,
I feel like...
and then
well, I mean, because it also there was also the concurrent franchise Guitar Hero running at the same time.
Yeah, like
and
we got saturation.
Two of those games
yeah.
coming out at it.
Yeah, and then there's a whole bunch of Guitar Heroes that came out that weren't that really good. And then Rock Band kind of had their three, and they're like, all right, we're done.
Rock Band was fine. Like it wasn't bad. Like it, yeah, it's just. It's just like I don't know, people are just done with it. I think. I'm like there's been a break, so maybe there's totally an opening, but. I'm not sure that the major audience that's going to go in and buy a bunch
yeah.
of those that's going to get that money.
Then you have to buy the new instruments again. That's kind of the biggest thing.
Nintendo exclusive Rock Band where you play only Nintendo themes.
Dance Revolution. Mario exclusive. That was on the GameCube. Did you guys play or hear of that game?
I've heard of it.
Dance Revolution Mario Mix?
Yes, I remember that game.
I remember that game being like, I want to get that game, says like 14-year-old me or however old I was at the time. It's like, that game was bad, apparently.
Was it?
It had like a bad story mode in it that's like...
I don't know, because I've never played a single DDR.
I never played
DDR.
That was kind of when I was into DDR at that time. And then that didn't last long. Because that requires motion.
Yeah, it's effort. Property, just sit there.
I should play DDR.
Should.
It's good for you, man. You get healthy.
I should do it.
It has a calorie burning mode in the PS1 version that I remember playing when I was a kid.
Nice.
Did you burn all those calories?
It's just like an on-screen tracker. It's like you're burning this many calories.
You know, when you need to burn calories.
Anyway, what else is
Dance
in the
Central
news?
Does that as well. This is the last piece of news. There's really not a lot going on. I mean, it's January. What do you want?
Yeah, viewers, that's right, viewers, shut it, all
just
right?
Just moving, moving
if you came
the way
here for news,
off of
you need
us.
To get out. You
quit,
go
your
go
whining,
place.
Quit your whining,
all
right? We give you this podcast
pushing
every
all
week.
The blame off of, of us. It's January, what do you want? That should have just been the entire podcast, just us being like, all right, there's no podcast because it's January, what do you want?
You want to talk about video games? There are none. There's none out. We're playing old games. League of Legends players can... This is what the headline says. No, I'm not going to read the headline. Screw that. The University of Pikeville in Kentucky is offering about 20 scholarships for League of Legends players for their new that's their new varsity sport. So, it's going to be like a regime. Everyone's going to have like a super, like a certain GPA. They're just basically going to treat them like student athletes. You know, but they have to practice their video game time while studying and study other competition for upcoming events. You know, watch game tapes.
That's crazy. This is a brave new world that we live in, gentlemen.
This is crazy. I don't know if this is going to take off.
I just met you.
This is
crazy.
Pikeville is apparently not a very big university.
Here's a sponsorship.
This is not the first time, though, I think this is probably the first time there's been a scholarship for it, but this is not, like... Wasn't there some sort of thing where international, the U.S. classified them as a sport for an international travel visa, like something along those lines, where team was traveling, and so this has been...
Well, League of Legends has their own, university program where you can sign up that way, but it's not really,
our school, Cal State Fullerton, had a StarCraft II team. Like, I don't think it was an unofficial varsity. It was an official varsity team.
That's the thing. This is like sanctioned. Like, we're giving you money.
Like
you're going to have to put in.
A mural kind of thing.
But it was sanctioned in the fact that the school, like, approved this team, but it wasn't just, like, it wasn't paid for by the school.
Yeah. This is a varsity sport.
They're
that's what I'm saying.
It's
crazy. This is the next step in that. The next step after that is become full on.
Yeah, I mean,
here's the thing is, if they're a varsity team, where's the other varsity? Who else is playing?
Probably beat other schools have teams.
I guess, and this is
in League of Legends. Like I said, there's a place you can sign up for teams. It's like university status. Like there's special teams assigned to each university.
Yeah,
kind of like just like college, you know, regular college sports.
Yeah, and the cool thing about this sport, I guess if you want to call it that, is that you can. If you want to call it that, it's not a real.
It's January. What do you want?
Whatever.
If you the thing about this sport is that you don't have to travel. Like you don't have like
that's
you
true.
Just, everyone
can save a lot of money. Yeah.
So like they so it's brings attention to the university, encourages people to go sign up for that university, I guess, and then they get to pay for some of their scholarship. And
I mean, ESPN already covered the Dota Championships once.
I think that like that's where it's going.
Yeah.
I'm just not sure that traditional sports like outlets are the place.
Probably not.
Probably not just because of their already built-in established audience. The thing is it's like there's definitely going to be pushback if that is the case. But the thing is it's like it's a game. And you know what football is? It's a game.
It's true.
I'm not arguing that this is like bad.
Of course not.
I always thought the term sports esports just sounds weird to me.
It's
just a de facto term. It's just the term that we're left with.
And I mean, ultimately, if that's what they're going for, that's kind of the best way to describe it. Because again, football is a game, but it's called sport. It's called a sport.
What is a sport? Nothing but a miserable pile of secrets.
Enough of this.
Here it says
the steroids.
Here it says in this article, Robert Morris University, Illinois,
doping allegations.
Became the first U.S. college to add esports to athletics last year. So, last year there was.
I guess that's. Yeah. I guess that's the thing. It's not athletic. That's. I guess. I guess that's what.
Yeah.
I guess. You, like,
hey.
Neither is golf.
Neither is baseball.
Neither is baseball.
Some baseball fans are gonna be very upset.
I love baseball.
I don't like baseball.
It's my favorite sport. That's because it's not. It's mostly skill based, and you don't have to be that athletic to play it.
Oh yeah. When I say it's not athletic, I don't mean it's not skill based. Games, video games take skill.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's but the thing.
Video game actually probably has the highest cutoff.
It should be part of the computer science department or something. I don't know.
I don't know. Really, it opens up a whole bag of worms.
I mean, that's a whole different thing. Like, also the thing about, like,
you go down to the locker room and all the nerdy jocks are gonna get beaten up by the jocks.
I don't want to shower with them. Well, you don't have to go to the locker room. You don't have to change clothes. You just sit around.
This is a joke.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I don't get jokes.
Nerds they're like League of Legends. They go hard. Like, all right, guys, let's hit the shower.
What do you
good
mean?
Job.
Nerds who play League of Legends don't shower. Oh.
I played League of Legends, and I did shower when I was playing it.
While
it's hard to take a shower while playing it.
It's very skillful of you. Your laptop must have been drenched. How did you avoid...
One thing I think that's weird is I don't...
It was drenched before that.
Okay. Where this, before this
I feel
podcast,
gross. I feel like I gotta take a shower now.
Before
just
this podcast gets any... We need to get out of here. We need to... What were you saying, Ethan?
I was just going to say that. I don't know. Like you said about... I don't know if traditional sports media is going to be the way to put this out.
No, that's the thing. Is that ESPN covering... That's just like a way to get like legitimacy. But like really, we should just be making our own...
I mean,
channel.
Come on, everyone's watching streams. That's how it is.
Yeah,
everyone just watches streams with their favorite players.
And you know what? That's where TV is going to go to. So we should just start ahead of TV and skip it completely.
I think everyone's just going to have, like...
Yeah, I mean,
we're gonna watch LeBron's
like
live stream, and he's just going to be practicing the whole time. Like, I'm playing.
I don't know, that'll be weird, but... But, I mean, like, HBO is already, like on-demand television is already doing that. Sports TV is one of the only things
Sling? Have you heard of Sling TV? DirecTV announced it. It's $20 a month. You get like a whole bunch of channels. Not all of them, but like a bunch of channels. And you just stream them like you do Netflix, anything. You just plug into a live channel.
Mm, so it's about time. Someone, at least one of them's doing it. Like,
I mean, it may not be the best, but it's something that's actually interesting.
Why is it called Sling?
Because you're like slinging it to your computer screen.
Can I get it on Roku?
Probably.
It's
I
like,
think it's going
like,
to become one
of those
major
of, like,
things.
Instead of getting it beamed down to your cable box and your TV, you're slinging it over, just like tossing it over to the
slinging over those airwaves
just,
on your
just
little computer.
Just tossing it.
I wish this was a visual podcast because Matt's acting out slinging the signal
like,
over.
You gotta imagine like some sort of like hip, like 20 to 30 something person with like dark rimmed glasses on the commercial. Like I like my TV, but sometimes I just want to sit on my computer. I just sling it over, and he's like, yeah. Now I'm in this room, and I'm like watching TV.
And then
like,
someone comes up. I don't even have TV. Well, you're a cord cutter too.
Don't worry.
Why not try this?
Don't worry. You don't even need to. Cut the cable, get DirecTV, sling.
And there
wow.
you go. This
way to
you.
Just give them all the
yeah.
free...
I'm available for marketing purposes. If
say.
You'd like to contact me at my email, I'll...
You're going to see this commercial next week, and
dang
you're going to
wish
that you didn't just throw it to all five of our viewers on the podcast.
Curse you, DirecTV. Stealing my ideas.
I swear one of them
This is not the first time DirecTV stole my ideas.
Oh, yeah, what was the first one?
I can't talk about it for legal reasons. I've been been barred. I lost that court case.
He's got
case.
A strangle under him.
Lost that court case.
Sling.
All right.
TV.
He's got to sling it over.
Sling it over. And then just some, like, mildly expensive graphic.
Yeah,
like a cord
light
of light. Like, and he's,
like
climbing over the next
mildly.
Room.
I like that with her mildly expensive graphic. Like, that's totally a TV. Like, wow, those graphics are pretty good for TV.
That's like, yeah, that's totally especially commercial. Like,
it's like, it's
oh,
almost,
like, oh, that was decent.
It's almost
like,
Super Bowl level, but not quite there.
Yeah.
It's almost, I wonder if that's a term in, like, marketing.
Esports,
like,
guys. Just sling those esports over to your team.
They do have ESPN. ESPN is part of Sling. But I don't know about all the side channels that, you know, Dota was actually played on. Wasn't it played on, like, Dota? Or Dota?
Yeah, it was not
ESPN.
ESPN,
like, 3 or something.
Twitch.
ESPN 8, the Ocho.
I watched it on Twitch, and I don't even play Dota.
Yeah. You can watch it in the Dota client. Like, who needs another one?
Because maybe you're not, you don't have your computer with you, you know? You want to sling it to your Chromecast.
Anyway, slinging. We're just slinging slang all over the place here
slippity
today.
Slippity slang. Slippity sloop.
And you know, we should start bringing in sling as a term of things. Like hey,
why don't you just sling that game over to me?
I'm going to sling some news over to you, Ricardo.
It's a good word, honestly. I think it's a good word.
Sling.
Yeah, hey, I'm gonna...
I know words, I speak
instead
them.
Instead of, like, pairing for Bluetooth, like, oh, I just got this new headset, I'm gonna sling it to my phone.
Sling it to your phone, man.
Well, that's kind of how, you know, everyone grabs their computer and go... And yeah. They do that little swip, that thing
just
where they go like that.
And it just shoots up onto your TV
screen. That's a sling. That's a sling.
I'm slinging it.
That's a sling.
I'm slanging it, I'm slinging it.
Does anything actually do that?
But when are you gonna be able to, like, physically... No. Like catch the sling.
Like, you don't ever want to throw your iPad at the TV. Don't. Do not.
No. But I mean, like, if like do the thing again, Ethan. Again, a super visual podcast. So Ethan is gonna swipe his iPad screen. Now I'm physically catching it with my hand, shoving it into my phone.
So you need a special glove for that.
Yes.
And it has like an electronic. It's gonna have like a glowy electrical center in the palm. And
like Iron Man.
Yeah, like Iron Man. Like an Iron Man hand, but imagine a more electricity looking. Like,
okay,
Iron Man's
right.
Like glowy.
So
like electricity, like kind of like crackling.
Okay,
I could see it.
And like, I could see it.
And then you slam that onto your phone. Not too hard. Just like, you know, just like tap it on your phone. And it's like, you just tap the energy into your phone.
That's crazy.
You just slung TV from your TV to your computer, to your iPad, to your phone.
Do you guys remember the old Microsoft Surface where it was like an actual like table and you could put the idea was you put your phone on
before the tablet. It was
before the tablet.
It was
literally
a big table.
It's actually pretty cool,
like,
but I don't know
$1,000 table.
Yeah. I am the table.
It was like designed specifically for internet startups.
But
so
because they could afford
it. Hey guys, you got a lot of money you don't know what to do with? Buy this table. You can like play a game on it or something. Like, or
well, yeah, one of the cool things they could do, or they're advertising you could do, is you put your phone on it.
Windows phone.
Windows Phone 7. Windows Phone 7.
That's
at the time.
Your Zune?
Your Zune. And you can flick photos onto it and be like, whoa, and then expand the photos straight from the phone and take the phone
Except
off.
Except for
and...
that touchscreen on that thing sucked.
Yeah, it was an old school touchscreen.
It was really
like
bad.
One point.
It wasn't even multi-touch.
It was multi-touch.
Of course it was, because you could use like mobile players.
But it was just not as
good
as like
good.
An iPad or anything
Yeah,
like
it
that.
Was like responsive. It was like, yeah.
Or any mobile phone nowadays. Yeah, it's a...
Slinging. We're just going to sling it all
Could've
over the place.
Slinging.
That's a new title from the podcast. Before
it's January. What do you want?
It's January. You know what I want? I want a sling. I want a sling.
We're slinging. We're slinging all over.
Yeah. I think when we're done with this, I'm going to sling some food in my mouth.
I think we are done with this. We are done.
Sling some food in my mouth.
If there's any further signs that Sonic Boom has eroded our minds, it is what we've just talked about the last
How dare you say that name again?
You sling stuff in Sonic Boom with electricity.
You do.
That's how it's going to work. We're going to get electric whips on our wrists. Friendship bracelets.
And then...
Anyway. You'll find out what that means if you watch our Sonic Boom video forthcoming.
We're really teasing that Sonic Boom video.
This has been it for the Pixel Podcast. I'm Matt. That's Ethan.
Am I supposed to say something?
Yeah, that's Ricardo.
Oh,
and before we die laughing, we're going to have to sign off. Go check us out on iTunes. Please subscribe if you like this. Facebook and Twitter. At Pixel_Legends, and then obviously PixelLegends.com. Look to the site for more.
Email.
Our email is email@PixelLegends.com.
Did we get any yet?
Nope. All right, but if you do email us, we'll be so happy. We'll say thank you.
We'll read your name out loud if you want. If you don't, it's fine. We'll do whatever you want.
If you have something interesting to say, then we'll say, that guy had something interesting to say. He was here slinging some emails at us.
Slinging some ideas towards our... Medulla oblongata.
All right. We're done. This has been the Pixel Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Matt. You have a good week. Bye.
Hammy.
Oh.
Bounce pad.
Nothing says bouncy like...
Quite like this.
Quite like spikes.
Go, bounce pad, go.
Go.